show. As you can see, the wind is kicking up a little bit, but I gotta say, I am enjoying it because it is so much cooler than it was 5 minutes ago. if you are coming down to the actual Palma Boat Show, make sure to come down early if you've got any appointments or anything, because they are adhering strictly to the restrictions that are needed to be done, which is great news. So there's only a maximum capacity allowed in at a certain time, and you'll have to wait if until other people leave. And Lucia and I, we are not wearing masks, but we do have our masks. We have them off because we are the appropriate distance apart. So all rules and regulations are being adhered to, so you'll have a safe time as well. I want to introduce my lovely guest, Lucia. She is with the Mallorca Tourism Board. How are you?
Very fine, thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Mallorca Tourism Board. What is it you guys do? What kind of things do you showcase?
We do promotion around the world and also within Spain mainland about a wonderful Mallorca. And, of course, sailing, yacht must be there.
Of course. What kind of impact does yachting and sailing and boating have? I mean, Mallorca is an island, obviously. So it is a huge thing. And it's not just for tourism, but it's also the locals are really involved in
really?
Anything to do with the sea. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is exactly what you say. I got some numbers here if I can show.
Yeah.
Because it is unbelievable the impact of the yacht world and the sailing captains, the crew that we have within the Balearic Islands, not only Mallorca, but also Menorca, Ibiza. It's like about, we have got here like about 650 companies dedicated just for sailing and yacht world. It's about 3,000 people employee, and also the impact annually is around 450 million euros. So as you can see, it's a hit for us.
And let me ask you, how does that compare with, say, for example, general mass tourism?
It is different kind of tourism. The profile of the guests is completely different. There is, of course, the sun and beach tourism, which comes summer holidays, maybe Eastern holidays, but then it's the whole rest, the rest of the year. And the rest of the year, we have so many different profiles of guests coming. We have the captains, we have the owners of the yacht boats, we have the people who love sailing, but we also have sportlers, people who come here just to make sport and practice. And this is throughout the year. So it's really, they really do not mix.
What is your focus? I mean, you know, as far as the one thing that you really do want to increase here in Mallorca in regards to tourism?
Our focus is now the MICE business, which is meeting incentives, congresses and exhibitions, MICE. Also, sport business, sailing, cycling, tennis, golfing. It's more of a premium profile of guests, as well as we're promoting culture and gastronomy. But also, of course, we cannot forget the weather. Today you don't see the sun, but usually it's sunny like 300 days a year. So it's really powerful, the climate we have, and we are open the all year round. So you can come anytime.
Well, and one thing I have to highlight is that, you know, nowadays a lot more people are getting into extreme sports, and there are some amazing opportunities for that here. I mean, I personally know a lot of people that really enjoy canyoning. And there's some of the most dangerous spots for canyoning right here in Mallorca, but also exhilarating at the same time. There's a lot of things that, you know, when you talk extreme sports, that are available here.
There is a big demand of canoeing, coastering, climbing, freehand.
Yeah.
And several other, I just say, stream sports. But we got a very strong experience in that, and you got companies that are really professional dedicated to that, so you will always be accompanied by someone, kind of monitors, that we will be with you, and it will be safe. So it is really, and this demand is increasing.
Well, and let me ask you, I mean, it doesn't really matter where you go in Mallorca. I mean, if you were from North America and you want to take, you know, if you want to do your meeting or you want to have an excursion or you want to do something different, most people speak English here. You know, you're guaranteed to find somebody that speaks it, whether it be a taxi driver, whether it be in the hotels, all the hotels speak English. I mean, and nobody discriminates against you because that's the only language that you speak. They are used to welcoming tourists of the English-speaking language. You will never have a problem here. No matter what your needs are, you will be looked after.
It's very true. We are very multilingual. Think about this. We already have two languages since we are kids. We speak Catalan and we speak Spanish. that makes us ready to learn a third and a fourth language at the time. So most of us in the tourism industry not only speak Spanish and English, we speak German, we speak Dutch, we speak French, we speak many languages. We are ready because we know we get guests from all around the world.
Well, and as far as the gastronomy, I mean, you know, people tend to think that haven't really come to Spain. There are a number of different areas within Spain that have their very own unique culture, their own unique culinary experience. Can you tell us a little bit about Mallorca itself and what types of food you can expect when you come here?
When you think about Spain, when you think about paella, you think about, of course, it belongs to Valencia, which is mainland. Here in Mallorca, most and more people are learning to enjoy things that only can be made here. We have a dessert called ensaimada, which is wonderful, that you can have for breakfast or even snack after, you know, before dinner. We also have some other local dishes made with our own vegetables. Very, very different ones. We have coca, we have trampo, we have sopas, and you can only find them here. So you really need to experience a different kind of gastronomy within the islands. Come here and taste it. You won't find it anywhere else.
No, and I can guarantee you, I know even my mother came to visit me here, and she fell in love with the local gastronomy, and she went back to Canada, and, you know, you know how most cuisines, they actually duplicate that, but in their own sort of, with their own slant. You know, Chinese food, they will duplicate it in England, but add sweet corn or something. But there is no duplicating what they have here on the island.
You need the ingredients.
Well, and that's it. And you can't find them anywhere else.
You know, Mallorca is only 800,000 inhabitants. And we have already, this year, achieved 9 restaurants with a Michelin star, which is a lot for an island, meaning that the gastronomy here is really improving, getting just at a higher level. But not only about the Michelins, you can also just come to a normal Mallorcan restaurant, which is crowded and popular, and you will find also what we eat every day. Doesn't need to be the experience of the Michelin star, but also the experience of the daily food and daily meals we have at home.
You know what? That's for me. That's what I like the most. When I go somewhere to visit, I always like to find that place where every single one of the locals are crammed in as far as they possibly can be, because you know that not only is the value good, but as well the food is good, because they will not support something that isn't traditionally theirs, something that they haven't grown up with, something that isn't as close to their mother's home cooking.
Exactly.
And they're willing to pay daily for it. So that means you're getting the best value for the dollar. And really, that's the kind of eating that we all really enjoy to do, I think, deep down.
I do the same. Wherever I go, I want to go where the locals go.
Yeah. Well, what can you tell the worldwide audience? Why finally should they come to Mallorca?
Well, now after the pandemic, because Mallorca is safe, we are both vaccinated, I must say. So, but also the vaccination process is accelerating. But not only that, we've been within the tourism industry for years. We are really professionals. In Spain, Mallorca is recognized as the leader of tourism at all. All the touristic companies are based here. So we have been evolutioning as well with the times. And now with the pandemic, the same. We've been ready with all the protocols to welcome all guests without any trouble. Also, the weather accompanies. We are multilingual. We can give you all the services you're looking for. We welcome, as I said before, a very, very wide range of tourists. Let us say, tourists like sailing, sporty people who like just cycling. Doesn't mean it to be professional, you know, families can do so. Also any kind of water sports or any kind of active tourism, like hiking, like flying on a balloon, riding horses, is everything for you there, and it's the whole year round. And also where the weather accompanies, which is most of the days, you can do that things outdoor, which is incredible, you know. We do most of the things is outdoor. It's also very important. I know you come from Canada. For you, it's a little bit far away, but for the rest of Europeans, which is our main market, it's just 1.5-2 hours direct flight from their homes. So you don't even do stopovers. You just fly home to Mallorca.
Do you know what I have to say? I know I'm from Canada. It does take me 25 hours to get here, but I would take that 25 hours over going anywhere else in the world any closer. The one thing that really strikes me as a foreigner coming here is that this island has so many microclimates. You have at the center of the island wineries as far as the eye can see. You've got Soyer, where they create their own oranges and their own orange ice cream, which you need to come and taste. The almond groves, the almond blossoms in the spring. I mean, there's so many amazing, the olive trees. There's just pockets everywhere, whatever you can imagine, all within, I don't know, what, 3-4 hour radius, if you've got a car?
Less, I would say 1.5 hours.
Yeah, and it's so easy to access here. I would recommend anybody, bar none. Not just because I'm talking with the Mallorca Tourism Council, but when I came to this island first, my heart fell in love with this island, and I did go home for a while. I couldn't help but come back because there's just something that, there's a magic, I think, about Mallorca that draws you
it
back.
It is, yeah. Once you have come, you always repeat.
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? I'm going to get Lithia to go because I know you're busy. Do you have a stand here?
We do, yes. We have a stand. I think the C22 have been advises. It's C22. So for you all that are visiting the Mallorca, the Palma International Boat Show, we will be happy to receive you there and give you any information you need.
Well, and as well, check out the virtual stand on the Balearic Yacht Show. For those of you around the world that are tuning in and aren't able to be here, do get in touch with them. And whatever things that you may need or conferences you want to plan or family vacations that you want to plan, yachting, sailing, boating, you name it, do get a hold of them because I can guarantee you, you will have the time of your life here and you'll want to come back year after year. You're listening to the live streaming of the Balearic Yacht Show. My name is Rhea. I am your host. We'll see you again at 1600.